With the Neve Connell manager here, Martin Regan. Martin, 14-point victory over McCool's today. Give us your thoughts, overall performance.
I suppose it was good to get back out again this weekend after last weekend. After you lose, you're always eager to get going again. So I think the boys responded really well. We knew we needed a performance here today, and they played fairly well. They're fairly pleased now. It's a bit better than last week, so we still plenty to work on, but no, we're pleased to get the result here today.
Talk to us about the bench and the squad game. Obviously happy with your subs coming off the bench.
Yeah, definitely. Look, they've done well all year, so they have. And you know, you've likes of Wade coming back there as well now. Hopefully he'll be an option in the next couple of weeks. He's a week or two's training behind him, so look, we've plenty of options, all right, and it's good to get Leo back in the pitch today and things like that. So I've got a horses for courses, and there'll be different players needed for different games, so it's good to have them options, definitely.
What is the most pleasing aspect of today's performance, Martin?
I suppose we finished the game fairly strongly. There was plenty wrong maybe the first 15 minutes of the second half. We took a wee while to get going, but we finished the game fairly strongly, and you know, I suppose it's good to get Ethan back on the pitch as well, and we've strung together a few nice moves there as the game opened up a wee bit. But no, look, we've plenty to work on still, but pleased.
In terms of the guys not playing today, Alton Doherty, Owen McGettigan, talk to us about those guys. Are they far away?
Alton picked up a wee knee injury there in the last couple of weeks, so hopefully now he's had a bit of work done there in the last week, so hopefully he'll be back on the pitch now in the next 4 or 5 weeks, and we'll see how he is. But he's going to be out for the short term anyway. And Owen's tipping away at the rehab all the time, and it's just a wait and see game with Owen, really. It's very unlikely he'll play any part this year, but it's great for Owen to get back and to be back out running and things like that again. So
yeah. Finally, Martin, before I let you go, four Masters losing today, St Junan's losing today. Makes it interesting now as we head into the final round of games.
Yeah, I think you're probably down to, I think, only probably two teams now. They can finish on 8 points with Glen Swilly, I think, are maximum points and probably the winners of Michael and Dunlow. So look, it's going to be tough now to finish in the top four. It's going to come down to score difference. You'd have to imagine there'd be a lot of teams on 6 points, and likewise for the top 12. So it's going to be a very interesting last round. The draw will be very interesting. So you'll have probably teams on 4 points playing each other. So no, it'll be interesting. So we'll see what the draw brings tomorrow.